Welcome to the third episode of our podcast series, The Daylight Robbers, where we expose conmen who confuse the public on daily basis. My name is Joshua, your host, the producer for the podcast and the victim of this scam. On the last episode, I spoke with Mr. Said, the salesman, about his location and specifications of the preservatives, including its price. Now, join me as we report back this information to Mr. Patrick.
Hello?
Yeah, I spoke to this guy already.
Hey, but you haven't get back to me.
Sorry about that.
Okay, so have you confirmed from them?
Yeah, 3 million.
They're still on the same price, eh?
Mm.
And the 8 liters are available in the stock?
Mm.
Okay, that is fine. Okay, now we have to reserve those 8 liters, right?
Mm.
So what you want to help you again? I want you to call back that gentleman from the company, yeah?
You tell him to reserve for you those 7 liters aside. You show him in less than 2 to 3 hours you're coming with the bare cash, yeah? You hear my point, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, you try to bargain about a discount, because the lower the discount, the higher is our commission is going to be, eh?
Mm-hmm.
So since I'm taking milliliters, I'm just requesting you to give me a discount.
Okay.
And because the lower the discount, the higher is our commission is going to be. You tell him you show him that in less than 3 hours you'll come with their cash, eh?
Mm.
That is the point. You get back to me, I brief you, I talk normal, then you talk to the director.
You know, I'm a very curious guy, so at this point I really wanted to know what would happen much earlier before calling Mr. Saidi, so I asked him.
No, let's stop that before I call the guys now. So in the 3 hours time, what happens now? If I tell them that they should reserve in 3 hours time, I'll meet them. What happens now before I call them?
Okay, now it is like this, that when we meet that set of Desert Base Hotel, I'll be introducing to my director. Then after introducing director, this gentleman will be giving you the cash of 80 liters to you as a supplier. Eh?
Mm.
Then I'll be escorting you as a security over that money.
Mm.
Then on our to the company to make a purchase, we shall get a place either in the bank. The part of our commission will get your share, I'll also get my share.
Mm.
The reason why I'm saying that they should reserve those 8 liters aside is that other companies should not come and take them, eh?
Yeah, I think he said he has enough stock, so...
Oh, that's why I've just said that they reserve
under
8 liters when they are available in the store.
Mm.
Okay, tell him that in less than 2 to 1 hour, you're going to be like coming with their cash, eh?
Mm.
Then you have to bargain about a discount, because the lower the discount, the higher is our commission is going to be, eh? You get back to me, I brief you, then I find you now, and then you talk to the right man.
Okay,
you call them now and get back to me. Thank you very much.
So far, so good. The game is being played well. We are slowly getting to know more about these scammers and how they operate. Now, about a week ago, my friend was scammed using the exact method. This even gave me motivation to do more. Anyways, we have come to the end of episode 3 of our podcast series, The Daylight Robbers. In our fourth episode, we'll be speaking to Mr. Said, the salesman, as Patrick has asked me to bargain more on the prices he had mentioned. Will he reduce or not? What more will he say?